880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh boy, do we got a great show for y'all today. Make sure you stick with us. Sounds like it's not really too fun on the highway, so we'll give you something fun to listen to. We're going to talk with the UHealth folks today. We're going to talk about what you can eat to prevent cancer. We're going to talk to the Miami Marlins. That's right, it's baseball time. We're going to have Matt Britton. He's going to be on talking about all the new stuff that's going on, the B2B baseball, all kinds of different stuff. And, of course, we'll be talking with him about the winter warm-up that's coming up in just a couple weeks. We're going to start the show with my good friend, Melissa Ader. She's going to be talking about the February 17th Kinds Random Act of Kindness Day, where they're going to perform 24 acts of kindness, one to represent each hour of the day. Let's see, what else are we going to talk about today? UHealth, the Marlins, Melissa, and me all today. The market was up. We'll be back after this with Kind Snacks. Get kind, get nice, get ready. D, it's all yours.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
You know, I just love Sandra Goldstein and that ad for CCIMs. They're just great. You need a CCIM if you're doing a real estate deal. You know, another person that I love is Dr. Lee Kaplan. You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like now. And our friend, renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Lee Kaplan, and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. And they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back into the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to have every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with a vengeance because we're talking about getting kind here in Miami. And if you're on the highway, make sure you hear this and get kind to the person that's next to you. We're bringing on Melissa Ader. Melissa represents Kind down here, and she's got a great event coming up on February 17th. Melissa, what's going on?
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. First of all, Kind, man, every time I run into somebody and I tell them that Kind has joined our lineup of sponsors, they say, oh my gosh, that's so great. I love Kind Snacks and what they do and what they represent. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Kind represents and what you're doing on February 17th?
Sure. So with Kind Snacks, a lot of people are very familiar with our line of healthy snacks that are all natural, gluten-free, made of ingredients you can see and pronounce. But another thing that's very important is the social mission that our company aligns with, and that's to do the kind thing and make the world a little kinder, one act at a time. So we obviously believe it's important to do the kind thing for your body and your taste buds and also your world. That means not only enjoying healthy food and staying healthy, but doing the right thing for other people and for your community. February 17th is actually a really special day for us. It's National Random Acts of Kindness Day. And as a market in Miami, we'll be spreading kindness across the city. And we encourage everyone to do the same, not just on that specific day, but every day.
You know, that sounds great. And I know you're going to the beach. I know you're doing some yoga stuff. Why don't you tell a little bit about what you're doing and where you're doing it? Because maybe we can add a little random collisions if people want to kind of see you and join in giving out these kind snacks.
Sure. So on the 17th, our local team members are hitting the streets of Miami to surprise unsuspecting locals with kindness, all the way celebrating this national movement. And so what we're doing is we're committing to 24 acts of kindness, one to represent every hour of the day. So throughout the day, we'll be committing acts that just range from anything small, like paying it forward with buying a commuter's gas or trying to start a chain of kind acts at a coffee shop, paying for one person's coffee and hoping that that chain continues, all the way to donating children's books and toiletries to those in need, going to an animal shelter and providing food for pets that need it. Really, from small to large, we're trying to make an impact across the city, and we'll be doing things anywhere from downtown Miami all the way to Wynwood, to Miami Beach, Aventura area. We're really trying to canvas the South Florida community, even as small as leaving just really encouraging notes and chalk on sidewalks or on the windshields of people's cars, trying to brighten people's days very simply. And then to close out the day, we're really excited for Kind Snacks to be joining forces with the Miami Dolphins, and we're working with linebacker Koa Misi, who has a huge social mission as well to do the kind thing and to give back to the community. We're joining forces with him and the great folks at Holt Children's Hospital to visit some of the kids who are there and try to brighten their day, bring them some smiles and some snacks and great energy. So this is all going down on the 17th in Miami, and we're actually proud that team members throughout our company, throughout Kind Snacks and markets all over the country, are also going to be doing similar kind acts in their market.
Now, how can somebody get involved with what you're doing? Can they participate and join your team and augment your team?
Sure. Well, really what we encourage people to do is kind of take these examples and find ways to bring kindness in their own lives. And it's really so simple to be able to interject something, whether it's opening a door for somebody, smiling at a stranger, giving someone flowers, a coworker that maybe doesn't have a chance to get a coffee break that day, bring them a snack to their desk. We really encourage people to be inspired by what we're doing, because as a company, we're very inspired by others who are living their lives kindly, and to kind of share that as part of our movement on social media specifically. We'd love to see everybody doing something small and kind for people in their lives that day and using the hashtag KindAwesome. It's just the word kind and awesome kind of pushed together. And that way we can always aggregate and see via social media what people are doing to give back, and it gives everybody just wonderful ideas of the small things they can do on a daily basis to make a difference.
Now, is there, let's say, on your Facebook page, something where people can see the schedule of what you're going to be doing, or is this just really geared and designed to surprise people?
Exactly. Since it is Random Acts of Kindness Day, we want to make it purely that, very random. Of course, we do have a plan of kind of how we're going to attack these 24 acts, but we want people to be surprised and to kind of have that be a huge bright point in their day. So we do intend to be sharing our travels and kind of our adventure on the 17th via social media. And if you do follow the hashtag KindAwesome or the handle @KindSnacks on Instagram, we'll be sure to be posting photos and really giving people a boost on a wonderful day.
Well, I know that our social media team will be following along and tweeting, retweeting, hashtagging, and doing all that stuff because we believe in what you do. It's something that really makes the world go round and round. And again, as folks are driving on the highway, I'm hoping that they're listening to us. We're bringing them a little smile, a little positive energy, and reminding them that the person that cut them off, let them go. Give that as your act of kindness today. Melissa, what are some of the other things that Kind Snacks has done recently? And bring our folks that listen up to date.
Sure. So in South Florida specifically, we have a lot of really exciting projects going on. Random Act of Kindness Day is the next big event on our calendar. But really what we're doing as a company is trying to not only bring healthy, delicious snacks to people's hands, but also kind acts to the world. And what we have is what we refer to as our Kind Movement, which focuses on giving $10,000 grants every month to deserving individuals in need who have a great idea of how they can make their community a kinder place. They're able to apply for that grant through a program called Kind Causes. And that's something I know, Jim, that you that we've spoken with before and that you've been interested in. And I love that this has become a platform for us sharing that program because we really want to make sure people can take advantage of it. So every month, like I said, people can apply for this Kind Causes grant, $10,000 to make your kind idea come to life. And all it requires is posting that up on our website and being able to have people go to the website and vote for your kind act. So it's voted on completely by the public. And that way we really have an empowerment going on of our communities choosing the person who receives that grant. It's a really special program. It's about a year old, and it's really exciting for us. So we're happy to share it and have people participate.
Sounds to me like we got to have a new hashtag, crowdsource positive energy. That sounds to me like what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. We really feel that people thrive off of kindness, and one small smile, someone opening the door for you, something small can go a long way. It's really universal. No matter where you come from, everyone can understand and appreciate a small gesture, and it really connects us as a community, as people. So the power of that goes beyond anything else.
What are some of the creative kind acts that you've done with your $10,000 grants?
Sure. So with our $10,000 grants, we've had the ability to really meet some amazing individuals, and we're constantly surprised at how people raise the bar with being so wonderful, wanting to give back to their community. We've worked with everyone from Lauren Book, who I know that you've had a relationship with.
It's our girl.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Go girl.
Fighting childhood sexual abuse. She's used those funds to put on her annual walk, which we'll actually be participating in Florida this month or this year in April. We also have had the opportunity to work with wonderful individuals who bring sketchbooks to kids who would like to create art, you know, in schools who don't have those resources, or kids in the foster care service who don't quite have suitcases to be able to move their clothes from A to B. And instead of being given a trash bag, they're now being able to be given a suitcase and a pillow and the things that they deserve. Just really wonderful creative ideas that go around the country and kind of hit all the different parts of what we need as people. And for Kind as a company to be able to support that with our resources is really special, and it's important to us.
Melissa, every time you come on the show, you turn me into a total mush pot, and I think that I'm not doing enough to help people that I don't know. Because to me, the highest level of acts of kindness is doing something for somebody you don't know. And I know that when somebody, even like you said, just holds the door open and smiles, it blows my mind here in Miami. So Melissa, what's your website? We're almost out of time. Tell people how to connect with you.
Absolutely. You can always check us out at kindsnacks.com. And then specifically speaking about the Kind Movement, you can get more information about that and our grant at kindmovement.com. And the most important thing, specifically on February 17th, next Tuesday, for Random Acts of Kindness Day, you'll want to make sure to follow hashtag KindAwesome on social media. Check us out and see what we're doing all day long.
How about hashtag TotallyKindAwesome? You're the best, Melissa. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for making us part of the Kind team. I really personally take it to heart that you've recognized Vivian and myself and our team on Freedom Business as kind people. At Freedom Business, at Jim Fried, we follow you, and we're so thrilled to be part of the team.
Awesome. We can't wait to see what everybody in Miami does to contribute to Random Acts of Kindness Day on their own and continue to blow us away. And thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. I'm already feeling good about next Tuesday. D, take us away. And when you bring us back, I'm going to tell everybody where I've been for the last couple of weeks and what I've been doing. Back after this.
She's here.
Man, I love that guy, and I like the way that he got creative on the Grammys. That guy is a freaking genius. Can I say that? I guess I just did. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And by now, you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Think about your best conversations. They are the ones that came from being in the right place at the right time. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine gives you all the talking points you need for your business success. Visit sfbwmag.com to make sure you and your business are part of our conversation.
No time to worry about social media marketing and promotions. This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're going to talk a little bit about what I've been doing the past few weeks and what I've seen around town and the lessons that I've learned. I want to start with a tour I took recently on the Miami River with the Urban Land Institute. We went up and down the river. It was last Thursday. It was freezing cold, at least to an old man like me in Miami. Must have been at least 65 with rain. Brrr, it was the worst. Oh, my God, it was freezing. But I was glad I went on the trip because I saw a lot of really cool things. First of all, we saw that the Miami River is still a working place where people have businesses. We saw the guys moving the cranes on the boats, and it was really, really cool. But what I really realized with it was that I was right when this summer I talked about that Little Havana was going to be the next Brickell Avenue. Now, in the end, the punchline of the whole thing was that Brickell Avenue was going to be the next Brickell Avenue. It would continue to evolve, and it would continue to grow, and in my personal opinion, continue to be one of the most amazing, thriving places on the planet. But we got to always hear on the Freedom Business Show look at where things are going. And I debated long and hard with a bunch of my friends in the industry, and I finally decided that a great place to look was the Miami River and Little Havana. And now, proof be right. You're seeing everywhere that people are actually fighting an upzoning that they're trying to do in Little Havana to maintain the character of Little Havana. And if you haven't been there recently, it's just not a place where abuelas and abuelos go anymore. It's a place where young people go to hang out, smoke cigars, have drinks, dance. It's just awesome. New buildings are going up. There's a new focus of rehab. There's a new cultural movement over there. It's really been very cool to be a part of. That's one thing I've learned in the past few weeks. Another thing I learned in the past few weeks is that people are excited about the Florida Marlins. The day does not go by where somebody doesn't come up to me and go, "Hey, Jim, I haven't been to Marlins ballpark yet. Can you help me? Can you get me in?" Usually I offer to take them with me because I want to see their face light up when they go for the first time. The Marlins ballpark, man, it's just the most amazing building on the face of the earth, and I'm going to tell you why, and it's no embellishment. The reason why, to me, it's the greatest building on the face of the earth is because my wife will go there to watch sports. Now, I got to tell you, that is a miracle. Now, she does go to the Miami Heat games with me, but she doesn't always stay past halftime unless, of course, somebody who left the team is back in town and we're beating his tushy like on Christmas. She stayed for that one. But she loves going with me on a Saturday to Marlins ballpark. And here's what we do. We arrive on time. We sit in our seats, and I will tell you this, they're great seats right behind home plate. I like to say balls and strikes because we can call balls and strikes on our seats. And my wife sits down with me, and we wait until Giancarlo Stanton has gotten up, hit his obligatory home run, and then we go for a walk around the ballpark. We see all the vendors. We see all the people. We go past the U-Health physical therapy thing, really cool machines in there. And then we go around, we go past where they had last season, all the stuff with gluten-free and stuff like that. And then we come to the Taste of Miami, and we don't move for a half hour, 45 minutes. I get mariquitas and a beer. She gets whatever she wants because she's a lady, and that's what ladies do at the ball game. They get what they want. Then we go and we sit right by, we stand over here by standing room only, over by the left field foul pole. If we're lucky, we get a couple of seats down there, and we have a great time. I head back to the chairs, and that's right. I'll say it this way. I love you, honey, for doing this. She goes and stands online and gets me a pizza. And she meets me back at the seats. It's about the sixth inning by now. We stay for a little while longer, and we have just an absolutely great Saturday night. That's my favorite Saturday night to spend with my wife, other than, of course, going to Joe's and not waiting in line. That you can't beat that. Now, let's see one of the other things I found out. Oh, I found out that it's important. It's, you know, after this last segment, it's obvious. It's important to be nice. Now, you know, we had Ivan Meisner on. He's the head of BNI. He's the king of networking. CNN, NBC, everybody says he's the king of networking because he's got these 6,000 networking groups across the globe, and he's taught them what to do. And he is actually, in my opinion, the king of networking. And we talked about this, and we talked about bringing positive energy to the table, looking people in the eye, and making sure that they felt your energy, because everybody wants to be part of the party, part of the good energy. And a lot of times, they're going to feed off you to go do something positive, which I guess is what Melissa and her team at Kind Foods do. They know if they put out kindness into the world, that the world is going to be a better place. And even if one more act of kindness gets done, heck, that changed somebody's entire life. So it's important to stay positive. Hey, D, can you tell I'm positive? I think you can. He's positive. He's smiling. He's giving me the finger. That finger's thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Now, let's see what else I learned. Well, I also learned that transportation isn't going to be getting any better anytime soon. So I have decided I'm going to change. And what I do now, and Melissa, you'll be really proud of me, I just let it go. At least as much as I can. Everybody knows me. I can't let it go totally because I'm crazy, but I do try to let it go as much as possible. I try to let the people in front of me. I try to not be going crazy and cutting people off. I do try to realize that there's a lot of tourists here, and sometimes they do need to cross six lanes of traffic, just like that guy just did in front of you that's listening to me on a radio on I-95. Try to be kind. Try to let them go. Realize that they're lost. How do I do it? Well, I imagine that, for instance, it's my mom, my 76-year-old loving mom. Maybe it's her in front of me. Somebody else's abuela in front of them. You know, and I just got to let them go because they're lost. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not frustrated, but it means I just let it go. You got to let it go. And we're going to talk to the UHealth people later in the show. We're going to talk about what foods can help prevent cancer. I guarantee you that not getting nuts in traffic will help you fight cancer. So I want to live long, and I'm not going to get nuts in traffic. And if you're getting nuts in traffic, calm down and relax. Let the person go and realize they're the one with the problem, not you. Now, I will say this, and you can go back to the tapes, and you can check this out. And that's last summer when David Beckham came to town and he wanted to steal our waterfront. I said, no, don't let it happen. And then people said, well, where's he going to go? The city has a place over by the stadium. It's all ready to go. I said, no, you will see where the soccer stadium goes. And it will go next to the Intermodal Center over by Miami International Airport. Now, for the uninitiated, what is that? That's where all the rental car places are. All that land's going to get bought up, and they're going to put, in my opinion, that's where the soccer stadium is going to go and should going to go. And you go, why? I go, why? Are you kidding? People can fly in from out of town, fly out. They can come from anywhere in the Tri-County area on mass transit. Did I actually say that? It's true. And if you got to go the old-fashioned way, shoot. Every car can get there on a highway from anywhere in the region. To me, it's a no-brainer. And believe it or not, it's on the water. That's right. The Miami River has a little part of the finger of the Miami River that reaches all the way up there. So you could even, I can't believe I'm about to say this, drive your boat up there. So this to me sounds like the solution. Yeah, I know he wants to hold us hostage. Yeah, I know the city wants to take advantage of the site plan that they had next to the Miami Marlins ballpark. Yes, the Miami Marlins ballpark is a centrally located, and I'm going to say it now, easily accessible location, by the way, by the site that I have next to there. I've got a great site listed for apartments right next to the ballpark. Love that. So I learned that also. Now, what else did I learn? I learned there's not a lot of real estate that's owned by the banks today. And that's not going to change, I don't think, for at least a little while. But there is something I can guarantee. And that is that there is a very short memory in the financial services industry. And eventually, there'll be bad loans made on real estate. And those loans will have to be taken back. And eventually, the banks will own some real estate. I learned what sectors of real estate are hot here in South Florida. And I'll be brief. All of them. All of the sectors are hot. Apartments. We had the guys on apartments last week. They can't find enough good locations that make sense. Rents are rising. Occupancy is staying steady. It's great. Office buildings. Good friend of mine says, you better get your office building lease locked in now. Because in about a year, you won't be able to find anywhere to get a good office lease. So, Leslie's on the line? All right, Leslie, what's happening?
Not a whole lot. I'm just waiting on you.
Oh, Leslie's the doctor. Oh, my gosh. Doc, you got to give me a little bit more time to rant unless you want to tell everybody how important it is to eat right to fight cancer.
Well, absolutely. Take all the time you want.
Oh, you're terrific. What I just said, actually, was that it's also probably a good idea to not be stressed on the road. That'll help you live longer, too. What do you think about that?
That's true. Stress is definitely not a good thing.
Oh, I love this lady. Well, you stay there. Don't stress. We'll be right back with you in a couple of minutes. And Dee, gotta do your due diligence on who's calling and when. Thanks, Doc. I really appreciate the good humor. We'll be right back at you in a minute. I got a little bit more ranting and raving I feel like doing. Dee, how much time can I rant and rave for? Huh? Oh, far out. I'm going to rant and rave for another couple of minutes. We talked about Beckham. We talked about the river. We talked about people being excited for the Marlins. We talked about transportation being all clogged, like bad people's arteries, and ain't going to get better anytime soon. We talked about positive energy. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. People ask me, what inning are we in the recovery? And with the Marlins coming on the show, inning is a great example. Now, I think about the sixth or seventh inning. We can now see that there's been a good recovery. I think today the jobs report was even that income is starting to go up. Thank God. So now people are getting jobs and they're being able to earn a living. Who knows? Soon they may be, I don't want to start talk politics on this center. So let's just say the people are earning a good living now, God willing, and hopefully. And if they're not, the market continues to get better. And the dollar's strengthening. Gas has hit the bottom, I think, and will start drifting up. Because let's face it, the gas price was only a politically engineered thing. It goes down real fast. It goes down real slow. It comes up real fast. So look out for whiplash. Now, I'm going to wrap it up right here. Dee's been giving me the finger, which means I only have one more minute left, and we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about what you should eat to help prevent cancer. Now that you know, being uptight on the highway isn't good for you either. We're going to have our friends from the Sylvester Cancer Care Institute. And oh, by the way, I hope you donated to the Ride DCC last week. I know I did many, many times because I got a lot of friends over there. But you can still probably go to their website, ridedcc.com, and donate. Do it today. Help us fight cancer. Dee is ready. I'm ready. The doctor's ready. And you're ready. So we'll be right back after this short break and a little bit of traffic here on Freedom Business.
Yeah.
everybody. Oh, my God. Dee, I hope I didn't blow your ears out with that one. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that ride ain't free, but it's always a good price. That's why you'll have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Would you like insight from South Florida's top business minds? Check out the debut issue of South Florida Business and Wealth with our exclusive interview with Related Group Chairman George Perez. Find out what neighborhoods are hot and where there's money to be made. SFBWMag.com.
All right, you know, I'm a high-powered executive, and I demand the best for my health, and I know you do, too. And you know, with a U-Health Executive Physical, that's just what you get. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to customized preventive health care plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. So, trust U-Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
Miami Marlins. It's a new day for Marlins baseball, and it starts Saturday, February 21st. Join us for the Miami Marlins 2015 winter warm-up. Enjoy an afternoon of free family fun at the ballpark with music, games, carnival rides, player autographs, photos, and much more. Plus, this is your first chance to purchase single-game tickets for the season or select from a variety of season ticket plans. The excitement begins February 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Go to marlins.com for more info. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
In Fort Lauderdale, a crash has two left lanes blocked. That is 95 southbound at Commercial Boulevard. An accident in Lauderdale has the left lane blocked. University Drive southbound, that's at Sunrise Boulevard. If you're traveling through Miami Gardens, stop and go. Turnpike north, that's from the Golden Glades Toll Plaza to Griffin Road. More stop and go northbound 95. That's from Rickenbacker Causeway to Northwest 95th Street. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. All right, we are back, and we have got a little start earlier today. So you already know we're going to talk about cancer and what you can eat to prevent cancer. So right now, we've got our guest, our doctor from UHealth on. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. I'm doing the best I can here. It's been kind of wild today. So you already heard that we're having a little bit of a day where we're going to talk about cancer. We're going to talk about what's good to eat. Why don't you help me out here?
Well, I would love to. And I'm going to start with a story, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. So the American Cancer Society and the American Institute for Cancer Research got together and came up with guidelines for cancer prevention. And they included be of ideal body weight and eat lots of fruits and vegetables and don't drink and don't smoke and exercise and all kinds of things. And then the American Institute for Cancer Research decided, well, what do we do with all of these people that have already been diagnosed with cancer? So they looked at those guidelines for prevention and they said, well, those guidelines actually are really good for living beyond cancer to help reduce your risk of it not recurring once you've been treated. And so then they looked at the American diet and they said, oh boy, number one killer in the United States is heart disease, number two is cancer, and they're both linked with our diet. So we need to really revamp what the American plate should look like. And so the new American plate is two-thirds plant-based and one-third animal. And the reason is because we know that inflammation is an intricate component to lots of chronic conditions, including diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and cancer. And what causes inflammation? Primarily sugary foods and animal protein. So I am not telling anybody to become a vegetarian because I don't want to be a vegetarian. But I do lean more towards a plant-based diet. So when you look at your plate, two-thirds of it should be covered in plants and one-third animal.
Now, what about red meat, chicken, fish? Because I know that my body doesn't really love red meat anymore.
Well, and that's probably a good thing because we really don't recommend red meat more than twice a month. It's pretty hard to digest and it's pretty inflammatory. And red meat doesn't include, it includes not only red meat, but it also includes pork, veal, and lamb. As far as some of the other animal proteins, out of all of them, the best anti-inflammatory would be the cold water fish, like salmon, tuna, cod, mackerel, herring, sardines. But any fish is still going to be better than red meat. It's recommended if you're going to do eggs, it's probably better to do omega-3 enriched eggs, like, for example, Eggland's Best. And what they do is they feed the chickens flaxseed. So now the chicken produces an egg that's got more of the heart healthy fat and less cholesterol. Chicken without the skin is fine. And like I said, red meat, we really don't recommend more than twice a month. But all of those animal proteins really should only be about a 4-ounce portion on your plate. That's about the size of a deck of cards.
Oh,
and then you
wow.
fill up the rest of the plate with your whole grains and your fruits and your vegetables.
Well, I know my wife's listening to this. I know that she buys, you know, all that really nice fish, and she serves me just about the way that you're talking. But what about people who can't afford the kind of diet that you're talking about? Because we got to face it, the fish you mentioned, that stuff's not cheap.
You're correct. And so, like I said, it's not just the fish, but the eggs are still a good source of protein. Chicken is still fine. And then you have to look at other protein sources. So, for instance, the plant proteins, if you eat legumes, which are your beans, your lentils, you know, you could eat beans and I would call it brown rice because that's going to be a better choice than white rice. But that's a real hearty side dish that's going to keep you full and give you a plant protein. Or maybe, you know, you've eaten lunch and that's at noon and dinner's not until 7 and you're thinking, oh, my God, I'm so hungry, it's 3:30, I need a snack. What about some hummus? Because the hummus is the garbanzo bean. So now you take that hummus, there's some more plant protein. But instead of using pita chips, which is just a whole bunch of carbs, why not take some baby carrots, bell peppers, cucumbers, and use those as the dipper where you're winding up getting more of your vegetables that are going to be lower in calorie to help bring you back to a more ideal body weight.
You know, it sounds great. And talking about ideal body weight, I'm coming off of an injury, so I know I need to get back to my ideal body weight. And when people tell me people ask me, how am I going to lose weight? I just point to my mouth and I go, I'm going to shut this. Now, it sounds to me like it seems like that isn't necessarily the best way to go, is it?
Well, you know, you don't want to skip meals. Part of the problem is that we have this all or nothing kind of thinking. We're either on a diet or off a diet. We exercise 7 days a week, and then the first day we miss it, we don't go back to it for another 3 months. And so what you have to do is tell yourself you're never going to be perfect, and don't expect yourself to be perfect, but you want to make better choices more often. So, for instance, you know, if you're trying to eat better, and let's say you're somebody that's really into the red meat, and you say, I eat red meat 5 days a week. Well, my suggestion is how about start working at getting it down to twice a week. And that's three times better than what you were doing before. And that's going to make a difference overall. And then eventually you get down to once a week. And then after a while, you really don't miss it that much because you've made some other substitutions in place of those meals. And you're down to the recommendations of twice a month.
Now, we talked about what to eat. How about drinking? What about drinking? It seems like you're going to tell me no soft drinks, obviously no real big sugared beverages. What should people focus on?
Well, again, you probably want to be sorry about my dog.
It's okay. Woof, woof.
Somebody just honked outside.
That's cute.
When it comes to drinking, yeah, the majority would be great if it was water because you want to stay hydrated. And actually, 50% of the time, we mistake thirst for hunger. So if you're trying to get down to that ideal body weight and you've already eaten a meal and now you're thinking about, well, what should I eat? probably, it's very possible that you're really thirsty and you're not recognizing it. So I always suggest drink a glass of water first. If that doesn't satisfy you, then go ahead and find a nice healthy snack that you can eat.
Now, isn't it when somebody's tired, isn't that also because they may be dehydrated?
Sure, sure. And, you know, and people say, I don't like the taste of water. You can buy an, it's an infuser. So it's a bottle that has like a cylinder in the middle, and you can take some fresh fruit. So we're not asking for you to sit there and drink fruit juice, but if you put the fruit in the cylinder, then some of the juices from that fruit will infuse into the water, just enough to give it a flavor, so that maybe it's a little bit more palatable than just drinking plain old water.
Well, these are some great ideas. Where do people go to find good ideas like this? Is there like a place that they can do, some books you recommend, websites, stuff like that?
Well, for American Dietetic Association, which of course they've changed their name, and it's I'm too old to remember what it is because it's been the American Dietetic Association for forever. But it's the American Academy of, I don't know.
Sounds really important. The American Academy of, I don't know. I'm going there right now to find out everything.
Exactly. And I'm sure any other registered dietitian is probably cringing if they're listening to this right now.
Well, listen, let me make it easier for you then. Is there an email where somebody can connect with you on email or maybe call you guys up at the hospital? How do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me here. My email address is L, as in Leslie, Klein, K-L-E-I-N. So it's L-K-L-E-I-N, at med.miami.edu.
Well, Dr. Leslie Klein, I want to thank you. I can only say that putting up with Ashwamedha and Dr. Patton and the rest of my friends over at the Sylvester Cancer Care Center, God bless you. Now, let me ask.
I love both of those. You picked the two that I love the most.
Oh, that's you better.
I rode with both of them at the DCC this week.
That's what I was going to ask. I got one more minute left. So tell me a little bit about the DCC ride. Remember, you only got a few seconds left. Go.
I rode both days. I did the 104 on Saturday, and then I kind of didn't quite make the 70 on Sunday. I did 60 instead. But it was amazing, and it all of the money, 100% of it goes to Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. So it's a great for research. So, I mean, we need to find a cure for this horrible thing that we're calling cancer. I've lost too many people to it. I've been doing oncology nutrition for over 24 years, and I am passionate about that.
Well, gosh, doctor, God bless you. God bless all the riders. And I want to just say one thing is that they can still donate at ridedcc.com. So get off your tush, get on the computer, get your credit card out, and give something, give a donation to fight cancer at ridedcc.com. I want to thank everybody at UHealth for being on the show. Doctor, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, my pleasure. Boy, I love her. We're going to have her back. D, take it away, take it back, and man, we've got my favorite segment coming up. We've got the start of Marlins season right around the corner. We're going to dive right in with Matt Britton right after this. All right, center field for our baseball segment coming up next. And I got to tell you is that on opening day, I'm going to be there with my good buddy, Larry Zinn. And you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased, gosh, all my cars from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. You can call them and ask them to help you get Marlins tickets, for goodness sakes. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station. Miami
Marlins. It's a new day for Marlins baseball, and it starts Saturday, February 21st. Join us for the Miami Marlins 2015 winter warm-up. Enjoy an afternoon of free family fun at the ballpark with music, games, carnival rides, player autographs, photos, and much more. Plus, this is your first chance to purchase single-game tickets for the season or select from a variety of season ticket plans. The excitement begins February 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Go to Marlins.com for more info. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back and we are here at my favorite time of the year. I got to just say it. I got to dive right in. I want to thank Boris Meunier for setting all this up and sending me the Miami Marlins theme music so I can personally play the stuff in my car and get cranked up. We've got Matt Britton. Matt's entering his 13th season with the Marlins, his sixth as the director of marketing. Oh, my God, Matt, I can't even talk. I'm so excited. Bring him on. Let's go, D. Bring it on, Matt. What's happening?
Yeah, you're officially ready, aren't you?
Oh, man, I was born ready, man. I was born ready. Usually back in the day, I'd sit in the front row ready to ask my questions. I must say I was the first person to ask a question at the Fan Fest when they opened the ballpark. I remember that.
I've been there for quite a few of those, and I can remember you were always at the front of the line. So
thank you so much, Matt, and thank you for letting me be there too. And I want to thank again Boris for putting all this together. You know, Matt, people are coming up to me and they're going, "Can they go to a Marlins game with me?" A lot of them haven't been there. What have they been missing?
They've been missing a lot. You know, the core of this team has been coming together for quite a few years, and it's been really exciting to see. And you know, this past off season here, you know, we made some other moves, some, you know, a little bit more flashy, and maybe you know, got a little more attention nationally, like with the signing of Ichiro, for instance. But you know, there's guys like Aaron Crow, even that just you know, in free agency, and Michael Morris, Matt Latos. I mean, guys that, you know, were significant upgrades at positions maybe where we were lacking a little bit. And you know, I mean, I honestly have to tell you, I mean, this is my 13th season now, and I don't know that I've seen this complete of a team in my time here. I mean, you know, it's a long way to go. You got to play 162 games. You need guys to stay healthy. You need guys to perform. You know, we could use Jose Fernandez coming back around the All-Star break, hopefully. So, you know, it's a long way to go. But I mean, going into spring training, I feel really good about this group of guys, and it, you know, so far they've been a lot of fun to work with.
Now, I want to talk for a minute about the warm-up that's coming up this week, but I want to make sure we leave enough time because something hit my mailbox today, baseball to business. I got to talk about that because this was designed for me. Talk to me about what's going on Saturday, a week from Saturday.
Yeah, well, our annual Marlins Ayudon Week kicks off this weekend with the Coconut Grove Arts Festival. We're going to have some players out there and some kids participating in an art contest. That'll be on Sunday afternoon. Then we go to the Florida Panthers game that night with some of our guys who are big hockey fans. So they'll be running around at the BB&T Center. And then that kind of kick starts our whole week. So I think we have like 38 events over 7 days. where the entire 40-man roster is going to be in town at various points. We've got our annual Jack McKeon Golf Classic that's going to be at Crandon Park on Wednesday. Our first ever Taste of Miami event, which is going to be kind of cool. Players and fans competing with, you know, celebrity chefs and cooking up all kinds of culinary favorites and stuff. So that's going to be on Friday night, you know, a week from now, the 20th. And then the 21st is the big event. That's kind of what it all culminates into. And that's our annual winter warm-up here at Marlins Park. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free. So, you know, if bring the family, bring friends, bring colleagues. I mean, you're going to want to come out and check it out. It's just a full day of fun. You can select your seats for the season. You can pick out seats for full season plans, half season plans, 20-game plans. Single game tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. The schedule looks great this year. If you haven't seen it yet, we're playing the Yankees. We're playing the Red Sox this year. Opening day's on April 6th against the Braves. Baltimore Orioles division champs come in. Schedule sets up really nice this year. So if you're just even looking to get in on a few games or mini plan, this is going to be the event you want to come out and check out. All the players are going to be here signing autographs, selfie stations. Kids can run the bases during the day, take photos in the dugout. It's just a full day of fun. And best part, it's all free.
Oh, man, I'm cutting class to go there. I work every Saturday, and I'm not going that day. Don't tell the boss. Now,
yeah, we'll get you we'll get you a doctor's notes. You can sneak out of that there, Jim.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll go to the U Health facility up in the corner, and we'll have Dr. Kaplan be in there giving me doctor's notes to go back to class. Now, tell me what's about this baseball to business, because I just printed it out, and I was reading it before you came in. This sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, well, a good buddy of mine, Tommy Knapp, you know, has been around South Florida in the sports marketing industry for quite a few years, and we were really pleased. I was personally pleased to have Tommy come on board in our sales and service department this year. And Tommy's really sole job is kind of, he's got a long, really cool title, but he's kind of a dot connector, so to speak. So Tommy's running our baseball to business program, and the whole idea was just to take something that we're already doing. I mean, you know, a lot of season ticket holders either, you know, purchase season tickets for their business and for client hospitality, or they're, you know, small business owners or mid-sized business owners themselves, and you're using the tickets for themselves. So the thought was, let's really, you know, dive deep into this and find out which season ticket holders, you know, current and new, would be interested in really kind of getting together and meeting other season ticket holders, and, you know, seeing how their businesses can you know, maybe work off one, you know, work off of each other. And you know, it's something that he had success with in the past as a business model, and other clubs are certainly doing it. So, you know, we just wanted to get on board with that and make sure that our folks are kind of getting to know each other. And you know, if the Marlins can kind of help a couple businesses get together and help each other out, we want to make sure we're doing that.
Listen, I think it's a great idea, and here's a shameless plug. We've only got about a minute left. The shameless plug is I love when I go to my suite nights. I have suite nights 4, 5, 6 times a year, and I bring different affinity groups, and one night it's all people I know, and one night it's all families. It's just amazing. People don't know how fabulous it is when you get those big suites, and I got to tell you, usually we get a baseball that comes up there. It's always when everybody's left except for the young kids. So how did people get involved with that too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's the whole landscape has changed now with how you can get into suites now. And you know, even if you're just, you know, a couple, you want to buy a couple suite tickets for your family or for your business, I mean, you don't have the burden anymore of buying a suite for 81 games if you don't need it. I mean, now you can buy a couple season tickets into one of our championship or party suites. You get all the amenities, you get, you know, everything's catered, and you get to meet some people that, you know, are just fans of the Marlins. So, I mean, it's really cool way, you know, there's several ways that you can get involved and you know, go through the kind of suite and hospitality side of the business. So, I mean, you know, absolutely. Give us a call. I mean, 1-877-MARLINS is the easiest way to get in, or go to marlins.com. If you go /2015 tickets, that's going to have all your information, pricing, seating categories, everything that you need to know for 2015.
Matt, you got to come back because you don't talk fast enough. We got to get you here and go back and forth on baseball. I want to thank Matt Britton for coming down and talking Marlins baseball and get me all fired up. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You know, we had a great sponsor, Kind, joined us. We talked with them today. South Florida Business and Wealth, the CCIMs. You helped the NFL alumni, the Dolphins. You heard the Miami Marlins are back. Aztec Group Bergstrom Center. Lawrence Kids. You Health. Hey, follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I'm out of here.
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't. with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for